is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there totally free. Main feature allows you to control the content of the site. See what I mean? Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. As we continue, joining you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so before we get back to the phones, Mark, you had a comment you wanted to make, and of course we've got new people tuning in, so you'll have to recap a little bit.
Yeah, a guy just called at the end of the last segment, in the beginning of the last segment, and he talked about, basically he was talking about the Constitution, separation of powers between the state and federal governments and federalism and things like this. And it's not conversations that we've never had before. These ideas we're pretty familiar with. But he laid down one that both you and I have said years in the past, which was basically it's the responsibility of the people to maintain this federal government that we have in the way that the Constitution has laid out. And, you know, there's quotes from Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson out there that basically support this. It's a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Right? And the idea is that somehow Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, good guys that they are, were.
You don't know if they were good guys.
I seem like reasonably good guys.
Anyway, go on.
Whatever. That these guys were able to place upon me 250 years later, whatever it is, an onus of behavior upon me as to what I need to do. Well, we have a constitution. We know that it's flawed. We know that it won't hold the federal government in check. I mean, obviously, if that's what they thought, they were right, because it certainly hasn't held the federal government in check. And this guy's clearly, on the same page. He understands that that's true. But, you know, he believes that's our responsibility. It's our responsibility. That's what he said in the last segment. And I guess I want to know, how was that onus of responsibility, how did it become incumbent upon me to do this work?
Well, Mark, you said the Pledge of Allegiance when you were a kid, right?
I was taught to do that, yes.
Guess what?
The Pledge of Allegiance is new blood.
That's it. You consented to all of it, Mark.
Yep. Yeah. And that's it. Basically, you know, that this is the constitutionalist sort of mantra that, we've got to protect this thing. Look, if the Constitution wasn't made well enough to hold the federal government in check, then it's the fault of the founders, the guys who wrote it. Well, believe me, I think I can write a better one that'll last longer.
Well,
why doesn't everybody hang on every word I say and worry about the Constitution that I'm going to write?
I totally understand where he's coming from, and
Here's something I just want to interject here. I got this story on Raw Story here. It just highlights Obama's next chief of staff.
Oh,
and it just happens to be J.P. Morgan exec William Daley. Come on down.
How about that change?
Hey, we got the bankers in charge of everything. Why not? They've done such a wonderful job for the economy and all the American people.
He's really stirring it up with the change up there.
Yeah,
lots
of change.
Bringing one of the heads of J.P. Morgan on to be his chief of staff.
Yeah, because that's what the Constitution would be happy about.
No, the idea that there's some sort of onus of responsibility, Mark, on you to do these things, clearly you're not bound, and clearly most people don't consider themselves bound to do these things because they don't do anything.
Yeah, but a lot of them just don't vote, period.
I don't know if he was saying you had a real responsibility in that way, but more of just the general responsibility that, you know, for evil to triumph, good men do nothing, must do nothing for evil to triumph.
I totally agree with that, and I do what I, you know, I make a living out of doing a show about freedom. So, I mean, I have that understanding, but you know, the suggestion is that the Constitution clearly is this frail, leak-sprung boat, and that I need to do whatever I need to do to keep this frail, leak-sprung boat afloat. Well, no, I don't. I don't care about that very much. The Constitution means little to me because, as far as I'm concerned, it's a failed, flawed document.
But okay, I get you there. But as far as, like, let's focus on more local matters in Keene, New Hampshire, or New Hampshire in general, which is where we do the show, wouldn't you agree that if you put some time in and some effort in, then maybe there would be, and you pay attention, then maybe there would be less a violation of people's rights and things like that if more people were paying attention and caring about what's going on out there?
I agree that people need to do that, but is the best way to do that to try to maintain the Constitution of the United States of America?
No, that's what I said. Let's put the U.S. aside and let's look locally and say, yes, being vigilant does make a difference, right?
This is like somebody he's laying down the framework to do good things, for men to do good things, because the only thing evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. I'm definitely not doing nothing, and many other people are doing many other things. The suggestion is that the Republic.
Well, you're not doing the right things. You're not doing the right things, Mark. Don't you know?
I need to do whatever I need to do to protect the Republic. I don't.
Yeah, good riddance to the United States federal government. I'm with you on
it's
that.
It's on its way down, and I want nothing to do to keep it to try to boot.
Yeah, it needs to go away, and it needs to not come back in any form at all. So let's continue with your thoughts, your calls, and go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian JJ and Mark.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
What's on your mind tonight?
Tonight, I am a frustrated guy. It's been a very contentious night, both on the air and off. But
I haven't had any caffeine.
I have.
I have been having some liberty-oriented discussions with a few friends of mine, both online and off. And, obviously they're totally alien to these ideas, or the ideas are totally alien to them, however you want to put it.
Okay.
But I've been called a hippie, Mad Hatter. Let's see, I was called a French revolutionary. And, I try to put these ideas in very simple terms. I try to show them the gun in the room.
Are these conservatives that you're talking to?
I mean, for the most part, I mean, they're fairly educated.
What's your relationship with these people?
Very good friends. Very good.
Okay, so you have invested time and energy into these people, and you value their friendship.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I would say if they're insulting you like that, then start with smaller things. Do baby steps. Do little things like news stories that come up that you can interject in a libertarian perspective or a liberty perspective. But segue it off of something they're talking about.
Yeah, always best if you can find a point of agreement on which to focus on. So if they're complaining about something the government is doing, that's always a good time to kind of bounce off and show them, maybe the idea of the principle of liberty, the non-aggression principle, not aggressing against people, and showing them how it could apply and make things better in that particular situation. Can you give us maybe a more specific example of one of the issues you were talking to them about?
Well, I essentially made a comment that I was talking to some friends of mine, and I made the comment that, because a lot of politicians will run around and saying that they're principled, but my comment was that, how can they be principled when pretty much every vote they cast once they get into office, if they do get into office, advocates either theft or violence.
That's a good question. What about the principle? I mean, also, if somebody wants to claim they're principled, then just ask, well, what's your principle? Can you explain, sentences?
Yeah, and that's what I talked to them. And that's where the conversation started, was kind of the morality of government and taxes, comparing, but showing them that taxes is theft, they were like, well, you're calling me unprincipled. And I'm like, well, no, you're unprincipled if you believe taxes or theft is wrong, but taxes are okay. That's what makes you unprincipled. Now, if you say, theft is okay and taxes are okay, then that makes you very principled, because you're sticking to, the same side of the argument on both sides, But they just fail to see that, it's like they dance around the point that I try to make. Like someone started claiming that I was saying that politicians were corrupt, and I would agree that most are. I never said anything about corrupt politicians. I was just saying that the nature of government, the way it is very damaging, destructive, and thieving.
Are the conversations you're having taking place online or in like a real life situation somewhere?
Well, some are, some aren't. It's kind of been a back and forth kind of thing.
Tell you what, Chris, we'll put you on hold here. We'll come back. We can talk more about talking to friends, people you care about.
I think it's an important subject.
Absolutely, it is. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in via the toll-free number to bring up whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the webcam, watch, listen, chat. We've got the chat room built into the very same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. It is all totally free. cam.freetalklive.com. Brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
So we're talking about communicating the ideas of freedom, and I agree with JJ, it is a very important topic. And specifically talking about the idea of communicating them to friends. So not in the situation of talking to some anonymous person on a message board or an internet posting, where it can be very difficult to even make any headway. But I would say that even when dealing with friends, it still helps to actually have that conversation in person if you possibly can.
When you can read their body language and when you can react to it, because I think the
and connect to them on a a level that is not available through text.
Certainly, yes. I think you need that. Just to make sure that you're not pushing them too far, because a lot of the ideas that you're going to be talking about will reach some sort of cognitive dissonance in their mind and cause this defensive reaction where they just disagree with whatever you say because they're still processing the shattering of the illusion that they have.
And I think Chris was touching on that, and I think he's still with us. Chris in Kentucky, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And I think you were Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that JJ was making a good point about the cognitive dissonance. Like, one of my friends, he was kind of agreeing with me, kind of on the whole, revolutionary aspect. He's like, yeah, man, yeah, we should do this. And then I said something, and he was all like, no, but we need to be good citizens. And we need to pay taxes, I thank, our country for educating my kids and this and that. And I'm just like, man, how did you, it's almost like he just relapsed.
Right, I think a lot, like I said earlier before the break, something about baby steps, but a lot of the conversations that I find are successful is when we talk only about one or two little issues, and then based on how the conversation's going, I'll change the subject before it becomes, too much of an issue to deal with. Well, the idea that I have is simply to give them something to think about, and if it stays positive, they'll be more receptive to that idea in the future and when they're thinking about the exchange you had. But as soon as you reach that defensive, that cognitive dissonance wall of ignorance, you should stop the conversation there as far as that liberty topic.
Yeah, I don't think you can't impart these ideas in a day. Generally, there are a few people that you can do this with, but honestly, it can in some cases it can take years and. That's all.
It sounded to me when you were describing earlier in the last segment, Chris, was the circling around. I think that was the term you used, where you'll be talking to your friend, and it just feels like they're circling around the same point, and nothing's going anywhere. That I think is evidence of that cognitive dissonance. I mean, you've touched on something that they can't address honestly without violating their belief system, and when that happens, they shut down, or they return right back to their original point, even though you may have already shattered it logically.
Right.
They dig, stick their head in the sand, so to speak, and we'll just keep harping on that. That's an example that they're going through that at that point in time, and of course they would deny it categorically. But that's what's happening, and because in order to accept these ideas, we have to, and we have to realize that we've been wrong for probably our entire adult lives, at the very least, and to come to that kind of a realization about oneself is not something that you're likely going to experience in the midst of a conversation. So that would be maybe a good signal that once they start sounding like the broken record, or they're circling around and repeating things, that's a good time to go ahead and do what JJ suggests and just move things on and leave it sitting, right?
Chris, do you have any certain conversations that you want to talk about, or that you feel you don't have quite the message to deliver?
Well, I mean, I just found it really frustrating because, for me, the most persuasive argument was the argument that, the Philosophy of Liberty video showed, and it, it's been harped on by others, but the moral aspect of liberty, the fact that I own my body, what I have is my own, and no one has the right to take that from me. And if anybody does take that from me, in whatever form or fashion that may be, that's wrong. That's stealing, And I guess I'm a little surprised to come across people who that doesn't resonate with. I'll ask them, is stealing wrong? They say yes, and then when I compare taxes to stealing, and I ask them if that's wrong, they, you know, well, they hem and haw, and they don't know, you know, and it's like, well, you know, it hit me so hard, and I guess I'm just surprised that it doesn't resonate with other people as much.
Well, I think that's a difficult conversation to have, because the taxes are perceived to be voluntary.
I think they're perceived to be useful, like we have to have them. A friend of mine, you know, I remember having this conversation, and he was being wide open. He's a wide open kind of guy. He said, but how are we going to educate the kids?
Yeah, right. There's a lot of unspoken assumptions in somebody just kind of rebutting the idea that taxes
are necessary.
When they
say something like that, you know, you have to understand what you're suggesting to them is, you know, dissolving all this stuff.
No more roads. No more police.
He never imagined for a second that we could educate kids in the free market because what about those people that won't? You know all the stuff. So when
that's the thing. When I get into that, when I say, you know, well, when I start putting forth those free market, you know, options about all these government services, you know, they start comparing me to some sort of communist kind of ideology where, you know, we all own everything. And I don't know. I'm just having a hard time breaking through all these paradigms that they have.
I think you're too deep into the tree itself. I think you should focus on the root. You know, focus on the argument of the force, the use of force. Focus on simple and strong arguments that are simply truths.
And I tried that, you know, but then they always come down to, you know, because even if they might be on the verge of agreeing with me, okay, government is force. I might agree with you on that. But the overriding thing, they're like, well, but what about the kids? You know,
sure.
What about the roads?
So you're just coming up on all the things that everybody deals with, and I've got to tell you, I don't think I find it very difficult to imagine a world where force isn't used. Understand? Like, there may be a free market in what organizations use force, but think about it: bounty hunters use force to get what they want.
Well, if you can get them to agree on the principle that it's wrong to aggress against people, and then they get to the but what about, then that's a good time to stop, because you've gotten them to at least the very least agree on the idea, the concept. They're just coming up with the natural objections that somebody who's new
exactly.
are going to come up with. At that point, you can stop and say, hey, look, those are great questions. I really don't want to spend the time to answer them right now because they're really detailed, but I've got a great book that I recommend. Would you mind reading it? Do you like to read books? And kind of open up the opportunity for them to experience this message from someone who's not you. Use the Market for Liberty. Use Healing Our World. Use somebody else you can point to and say, go over here and do this. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, by the way, is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website to enjoy the features there, which, by the way, include the bulletin board system. You can go there to get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com. Talk to other Free Talk Live listeners there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And coming up in November, Mark, there's something pretty interesting going on.
Yeah, it's a cruise. It's a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me. This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, although there certainly be some speeches and some debates and things like that. It's an unconference where you can make what you want of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf. Of course, there's all kinds of tours around Bermuda. There'll be vendors. Vendors actually get a write-off the same way they do at conventions for the cost of conventions in the United States. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in 2011, but you need to, of course, it's 2011 now, November 2011. You need to reserve your berth, and they're as low as $535 right now. There's no guarantee they're going to remain that way. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're continuing here. I'm going to get right back to your phone calls, but I want to just flesh out what I was saying to Chris in the very last moments of the call in the last segment. He was calling about communicating the ideas of liberty to some friends of his and some of the walls, the brick walls that he's been running up against. Although in some cases, some of his friends have been amicable to at least part of the ideas that he's been presenting, perhaps agreeing with the statement that, you know, peaceful people should not be aggressed against. But then what about the schools, and what about the roads, and what about the police? And what about all the typical objections that come up when you propose the idea of getting the government out of these areas? And you could spend the time answering every objection, answering every single question, but one question leads to another question, leads to another objection, leads to another, and so on. You're going to get bogged down. You'll never actually end up extricating yourself from that conversation because it'll just keep going. And that's why I said at a certain point, I agree with JJ, you need to end the conversation, only put a few ideas out there and end it.
Right.
But if those big questions come up, that's a good time to say, look, are you really interested in knowing the answer? I mean, there are answers to the questions you're asking. They're great questions, but I don't want to spend, you know, we're here, we're enjoying ourselves. Let's move on to something else. I'd like to, you know, like you're at a bar or something like that. I'd like to introduce you to a great book. If you like to read, I'd be happy to loan you a copy of Healing Our World, which addresses so and so and so and so. It addresses, you know, how the environment will be handled in the marketplace. Or I'd like to loan you a copy of The Market for Liberty, which addresses the issue of the police and the courts and the things that you're concerned with. That the idea being that, and Mark, I think you said this, that something about, it's an old sales adage that...
An expert is somebody who's from out of town?
Yeah. You don't want to be the only person who's presenting these ideas.
It's one of the huge hurdles that, you know, that for one that I had getting over talking to these ideas with my wife, because, well, you know, this happens with married couples. She's seen me make mistakes. She knows thoroughly in her mind that I'm an idiot. Now, you know, she's not so much of an idiot that she doesn't mind being a stay-at-home mom and her full, you know, the full paycheck for the family comes from my obvious idiocy. But, you know,
you're fallible.
This is the dichotomy that the people in relationships deal with. But the fact is, you know, it took me a very long time, myself a very long time, to come around to the ideas that I have today dealing with Ian. I didn't want to take suggestions coming from Ian because he's 10 years younger than I am.
Hey, what you're looking at is you're planting seeds of the ideas, and then you stop, and you have to let those seeds grow, because if you keep disturbing the ground the seeds are in, they're never going to grow.
That much is
right,
true.
And you can think of the, you know, to continue the seed analogy, you can think of these books, for instance, or maybe they don't like books, in which case you don't have as many options, but there's always Free Talk Live. Yeah, there's Free Talk Live. There are other podcasts as well.
YouTube videos.
And there are some great YouTube, and there's more now than ever before. Stefan Molyneux has some excellent ones, and of course he mentioned, Chris mentioned the Philosophy of Liberty video.
And now the ones he's working with, Think Twice News?
Correct, thinktwicenews.com, I think is their website, and they're starting to put some more product out, which is great. So, yeah, having kind of this repertoire of tools, if you will, and in some way you want to, again, use that that planting seeds. This is the fertilizer. This is the water. These are the things, the sunlight. These are the things that you need to add into this equation to make sure those seeds sprout. So if this person is really showing an interest in knowing more, if they're serious, then they should be willing to accept one of these tools. Look, do you like to read? Do you like to listen? Do you like to watch videos? Which do you like the most? Okay, I like to read. All right, well, here's some great books. Here's one. This is my favorite. This addresses what you're concerned with. Will you borrow this? And, you know, if you're really willing to do it, do a book exchange where they'll give you one of their books and you give them one of yours. That way it's fair. That way everybody's reading something. But use these tools. That's what they're there for. These people, these brilliant folks like Dr. Mary Ruart, have put the time in to create this, these great books. Put them in front of people and let them do the persuading. Then they're going to come back to you maybe with some other questions to follow that up. But after reading a book like Healing Our World, if you don't understand about honoring your neighbor's choice, you're not interested in honoring your neighbor's choice.
Right on, Ian.
So. That's where I would leave that one. Let's continue here. Oh, by the way, the Advocates for Self-Government, another, speaking of tools, you also still want to continue watering your own seeds, so you need to make yourself a better communicator. And the Advocates for Self-Government is essentially an organization dedicated to doing that, to helping you become a more effective communicator for the ideas of liberty. Their website is theadvocates.org. I highly recommend their products in general, but one of them that I like a lot is Michael Cloud's book, which is The Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion. Very good stuff. Lots of good tips and secrets awesome. And ideas in there. All right, so let's talk to Jeff in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. I'm going to probably get some scoffs from a few corners here, but I want to suggest something that's really off the wall here. And with conversations like these, I mean, In my take on it is we're generally trying to figure out how best should we interact together, what kind of society should we have. And I think if the humankind, man, if left alone, would be able to be very successful at having a productive and happy society for all, free of the evils of communism or fascism or the endless wars and injustices and persecutions. But I think the fact is that man is not alone, that there are spiritual powers and principalities that we
and
cannot...
And rulers in heavenly places.
What's that?
And I said, and rulers in heavenly places.
Perhaps, And these principalities and powers have dominion and sway over humanity. And, you know, major ones, I would throw out some examples, would be spiritual principalities and powers like China or Persia or Russia.
How is China a spiritual anything? It's a concept.
No, not the Chinese people or the land itself, but I'm talking about a spiritual principality that has dominion over China itself.
What does that mean? What is a spiritual principality? Can you define that?
Well, I would define it, and obviously anything I'd say would have to be thought of abstractly, but a being, you could probably think of it as something along the hierarchy of an angelic hierarchy, but not necessarily benign, that has sway over the people in this particular area of the world.
So let me see if I'm following you. You're suggesting that there are angels who are kind of overarching certain geographic land masses that men have defined on maps?
No. They have dominion and power over peoples, right?
You're talking about the people within a map that has been drawn by a human being.
Well, I think you're saying China in general, but I think one point to sort of perhaps disagree with you, I think that the spirit of an individual is the most free part of an individual because it can't be contained.
I totally agree with that.
Now, also with that in mind, I also feel that it's free from influence. It can be persuaded, of course. It can be affected by the energy surrounding it and certainly made to feel change, but it is the sovereign part of an individual. The spirit is sovereign.
I still am a little confused. I'll bring it back here in a moment. You can hang on, Jeff, if you'd like to explain this a little better, because I'm a bit in the dark. I'm all in favor of being spiritual and all that, but the idea that there are spiritual angels kind of hovering above Chinese people, but not above the Indian people, because there's a different angel for the Indian people. Maybe I'm confused. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicts the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. For as little as $3 a month, you can use any major credit card or PayPal, or a few alternative options are available at amp.freetalklive.com, and get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum podcast, which is free of the usual podcast commercials. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Jeff is in Arizona, and Jeff, you've called in tonight with a concept I can't say I've ever heard before. The suggestion, and I, when I recapped it earlier, he said I was wrong, so I'm just going to try briefly one more time, and then you can correct me where I'm wrong. You were talking about these spiritual, and I forget the word you used.
Principalities and powers, yeah, and I beg your patience on this, because we're talking about something that, you know, humans generally can't see or feel. You know, we can't see it with the with our five senses, but I was saying that, you know, spiritual principalities have dominion over certain peoples of the earth, and I wanted to correct the misconception that, you know, they have control over borders that are set by man. That's not necessarily so. I can give you an example of that, and that would be the Celtic peoples. I mean, the Celtic peoples have spread all over the earth, New Zealand, Britain. They originally started out going back to antiquity in the Caucasus region, which is why they're called Caucasian. They spread to Asia Minor, and they have their own native aboriginal religion, which is really Druidism, but that's a distinct people that has a spiritual influence. And I'm just making a statement that I believe that there are spiritual principalities and powers that we can't see or taste or hear or touch that do have an influence on certain peoples, and in some cases, although people have free will, they can allow themselves to be influenced by them.
Certainly. So are these principalities good guys or bad guys?
I would generally say they're bad guys.
Okay. Now, when a particular group of people, now you're talking about, this isn't necessarily nations, you're talking about more of sort of genetic
origins.
Yeah,
like, say, Persia. What is Persia? It's not just the borders of Iran, right?
Right. So I guess my question is this. The people of the world have become diluted. I know that I am a part Oriental, part, I would guess, my, you know, ancestors from sort of Western European atmosphere and some Mediterranean. So do I have three different spiritual principalities that are trying to that are zapping laser beams down into my brain, or what?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say no, but I would say those principalities and powers are still there and still have sway. For example, China is a distinct power. Why is it China?
Wait. You've drawn up China before, and it's easy to say, well, the Han Chinese have their own principality and power, but what the question I have is, once they start mixing, when the Cantonese and the Mandarins get together and have a kid, does that kid have this other, these both of these principalities, or is it then free?
Yeah, when you say Han, you know, Han was a dynasty.
Oh, God, stop it for a second. Stop. You're getting hung up on race here. And
Han, that's a Chinese name, too.
Yeah, it sure is. So you're getting hung up on these things, and my question is entirely different. Is do you are you then once your blood has mixed with another race, are you free of these principalities, or do you have more principalities that are hung over you? And I think that's a very important question.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I can't quite answer it. You know, I've heard strange tales that people that are of Celtic and American Indian blood are predisposed to have psychic powers.
Okay,
you know,
so you can't even answer the question then. You don't know what your beliefs are in this area.
I'm throwing the concept out there.
Okay, here's the idea that I want to throw out there for you. I will say that you can feel the spirit. I think you feel it all the time. When you're in love, you feel it. When you're in anger, you feel it. In passion, you feel it in the gut instinct that tells you don't go down the street, it feels bad. You feel it all the time. It's always guiding you, whether you're paying attention or not. Well, that's your choice.
But what you sound like you're describing there, JJ, is something that
I'm
maybe more in line with.
I'm getting into that.
But it sounds to me like you're talking about just, you know, kind of the
energy within you.
All that is, right? This other energy, but you're not saying it's divided by principalities.
It has nothing to do with geographic location. That's irrelevant.
Or race,
completely.
Right?
Race, geographic location, none of it. None of the physical realm has anything to do with the spirit. Okay? It just doesn't. I'm sorry. The physical.
I think that's certainly true. What, for example, would guide the Romans to go and try and wipe out the Visigoths? What drives that?
The will to conquer, the bloodlust, wants for riches, treasure, I mean...
Slaves.
The answer is
slaves. The same thing that drives politicians to run your life today. The ability to control other people and keep the fruits of their labor. It's simple, as all you have to do is look at the last 10,000 years in man's history, and you will find that it is a history of masters and servants.
Thanks, Jeff, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. You usually want to call in with, you know, if you're going to explain or put forth the belief system. It helps if you actually believe in it or at least understand it.
Well,
I mean, one question was all it took to put a hole in that.
From what I was saying is that you can be influenced by your external forces, so to speak. Like if you're in a situation where everybody's down and everybody's depressed, the likelihood of you being pulled down to their level is pretty high.
Very high.
Well, this is okay. So his idea is really nothing new.
JJ or this guy?
This fellow.
Okay.
What was his name?
Jeff.
His idea is nothing new or different. All he's saying is that he's outlining that Satan has sublords and sublords beneath them, and dukes and earls of badness, and that each one of these earls of badness he's just decided to assign to a particular ethnic race. One would have to ask, there's certainly been races completely wiped out. What happens to those lords? Are they just free-floating lords at large?
I think,
this is
honestly,
nonsense.
It's just continuing to talk about this subject, period, is wasting time. Because you're overcomplicating an extremely simple concept because you're confused by the simplicity that it is. And you want to add all these different layers to it because then it seems like it can actually be real. Because it can't be real if it's just simple 1 + 1 = 2. That's boring. That doesn't make for good drama. It doesn't make for good books from history and mythologies and all that crap.
It also deprives people of the responsibility for their actions. If there's a bad spirit out there, then that bad spirit is what made me do whatever it is that I did that was bad.
Well, that was that guy that chopped his mom up in a New York City apartment, and he said it was God that told him to do it.
Well, yeah, like he was being talked to by somebody, you know, the voices in his head. But, you know, if you're not taking responsibility for your actions, it's very easy to get away with doing things. There's no devil. There's no devil.
No.
That's even, a man.
Even if I'll go so far as to have some fun with you and say there's a God, because I really like the idea. I think the world's a better place if you're, just the idea of a God, and he's a good guy, and he wants good things for you.
Okay,
I love that
stuff. The definition of God as it's known contemporarily is so foolish that we should just begin. A God is just a greater being, an entity we can't understand because it's such a large and infinite, creation and being that we can't wrap our small pea brains around it. To be honest,
I'm fine with that definition.
But whether you want to say your prayers are actually going to do anything, well, maybe not. No, but maybe the positive energy that you have that you're thinking about is going to create positive actions that you yield, and those positive actions will do something. But it's all about it's the mindset that you approach things. If you approach from a positive mindset, you're going to have a positive reaction usually.
Absolutely. I entirely agree with that. And I like your viewpoint, the idea that if there's something out there, it's just this, this all-encompassing everything, all that is that, and I agree with you, like, there's no devil, there's just love, and then we have created this fear, and we've created these other...
I think it's a nature. I think that fear and, violence are the nature of this world, and that's the drama that would attract us to want to be beings here so that we can have the experience of understanding those things, that those dramas and experiences don't exist in the spiritual plane, that they're not available there, in the same way that I'm not able to experience a lightsaber fight in real life, so I go to the movies to see it.
Well, I think just the key here, and I don't want to go too deep because I'm sure we have a lot other callers to get to and whatnot, but the idea of coming here is just to be focused. That's why you come here, so you're given one thought to think instead of a million thoughts to think, because you can't really learn a whole lot when you have a whole bunch of different ideas and power and ability. And it's just like here, you're focused, you can pursue one task.
Maybe that's what you're here for. I'm here for the lightsaber fights.
Good luck with that.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, number three is up next. And you know what? We still we haven't gotten to the details on this cop who was actually fired for shooting a taser into this 14-year-old girl. We'll do our best to get to that coming up here in a bit. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.